nice that I got to show the sisters, like, where all the investigators are, like, so that they can just, like, keep trying to go and try to find him at the house and stuff. And then we just went back to the apartment, and that was, like, basically it. I ended up, like, finally reading the letters you guys wrote me. That was Friday. I've just been, like, so busy, I haven't been able to read them. So thanks for those. It was awesome. I always love getting those letters from you guys. So that was awesome. And then Saturday was pretty good. That morning we went out to, like, see that one lady. Her name is Ghislaine, who, like, we had the we had the lesson with. And then like, she gave us, like, that lesson Saturday to come back and stuff. And she ended up just telling us, like, she was busy cooking and stuff. So we're like, oh, man, okay. And so, like, she's told us to come back, like, the next Saturday, because I guess she's working all throughout the week. And then after that, we just went, like, door to door for, like, honestly, third time in my mission ever, like, just going, like, door to door, like, actually, like, knocking doors, trying to find people. And honestly, it was, like, super weird, like, just because it's been a little while since I've done it, because it was only when I was in training that, like, we went door to door and stuff. And I don't know, it's just kind of a cool experience, like, just going. I mean, even though, like, everybody, there's like, just slant, like, just saying, like, oh, like, we're Muslim, then shutting their door, or, like, just saying, like, we're occupied, not even coming to the door. But, like, we just, like, kept going until, like, there were just, like, no more houses, like, on this road. And then we, like, walked over to, like, this other rendezvous we had, and it was with Frere Ahmed, who's, like, that one kid we taught with Chef Tizone Friday. I forgot to tell you guys that. Yeah, like, Friday afternoon, we taught this one guy who's, like, been progressing, and they gave him, like, a Book of Mormon stuff. So that's Frere Ahmed, but he was busy, and, like, told us to come back a little bit later. So then, like, I was like, man, so we just, like, kept going. We started, like, heading back to the apartment, and I was just like, man, like, I just wish we could just find, like, someone to teach, you know? And it was kind of bummer, like, just knocking all these doors, nobody's opening their doors. I was just, like, praying. I'm like, just Heavenly Father, like, just help us at least just find someone, at least, like, right before we have to go back to the apartment for lunch. And then we just see this guy, like, chilling in a small little shoe shop, like, just off to the side of the road, like, super small. He just kind of, like, says hi to us. And, like, we just walk by. The spirit just nails me. Like, turn around, go start talking to that guy. I'm like, what the heck? So we just, like, turn back. I'm like, companion, like, let's go talk to this guy. So I just, like, start talking to him and stuff. And, like, we just get into, like, this huge conversation. Like, I thought he was just working at, like, this little shop. No, he just happened to be there just, like, getting his shoes fixed. And, like, he just, like, asked, like, the shop owner. He's like, hey, like, is it okay if, like, we just sit here? It's this puny little shack, like, maybe two people can fit inside it. He's like, yeah, like, you guys can just come sit in here. And we're like, okay. So we're just, like, just talking to this guy. And then, like, after, like, another person comes, like, to get their shoes fixed, so, like, the guy just kicks us out of his shop. So we're just, like, standing, like, next to his shop, and we just keep talking. Just, like, about, like, just, like, little questions he has and stuff. And then we ended up giving him a Book of Mormon and stuff. And, like, he was super, like, at first he's like, do you guys, like, have, like, a Bible or something you can give me? And I was like, actually, we got something better. I just gave him the Book of Mormon. He's, like, super excited and, like, super appreciative of it and stuff. And, like, he was just saying how, like, he's just felt like there's just been something missing in his life, like, religiously. And he's just been searching, like, for the truth for the longest time. Like, he's just been invited to all these different churches, and he just doesn't know which one he needs to be in. And, like, we're like, oh my gosh, this guy is perfect. So we, like, invite him to church and stuff. And we're like, well, like, hopefully this guy comes to church, you know? Like, it was our first time meeting him. Like, we literally just found him on the side of the street. Like, I'm like, well, maybe he'll come, hopefully, Sunday. Or maybe, like, the next or a few after. Because typically that's how it is. Like, you find someone, you have, like, a week that goes by, and then they finally, like, come to church or something. And so, like, we're just, like, go by. We end up going back to the apartment, have lunch and stuff. It's pretty good. And then We went over, like, to this other area looking for these one kids that, like, the night before I convinced I was Baole, which is, like, this ethnic, which is here in, like, Cote d'Ivoire. I, like, start speaking a little Baole with them, and they're like, what? Like, this guy might be, like, legit. I'm just, like, start speaking a little bit of Nushi with them. I'm like, whoa, like, this guy's Baole. And then, like, after I, like, tell them, like, I'm actually just American. Because, like, then they start speaking Baole. They're like, I'm just like, what the heck are you guys saying? And they're like, you aren't real. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm kidding, I'm American. But, like, they're just, like, even just, like, it's just so, so cool. Like, this guy's just even speaking a little bit of our language. So, like, I mean, just talking with them a little bit. And then, like, the next day, so this that was Friday night, because we had to get, like, credits. And then Saturday, we, like, went searching for them, but we didn't find them. We ended up finding, like, this other guy, and it's pretty cool. Did OVB with him and stuff, and so hopefully we'll be able to, like, go and teach him, like, this next week. Then after we went out to visit with, like, our shift zone stuff, we took a few rendezvous, and it was pretty good. And then Sunday was, like, so awesome. So, church, like, we get there. I come to realize, like, my bishop is President Yao's little brother. So, like, President Yao, he's this guy that was at, like, my last stake. He was the stake president in my last stake at Po' Boy, when I was all the way at Po' Boy. And, like, he, like, worked for the mission and stuff. Like, he's a super cool guy. And, like, one time when I was in training, I don't remember if you guys remember this, but I went, like, when I went to the hospital for, like, the first time with Elder Wabunga, like, right around the time when, like, I had the interview with President and stuff, like, when Wabunga was going to get sent home and stuff. And, like, I went to the doctor, and, like, his brother was in the car. And, like, he came with us to, like, help me at the doctor so, like, I would understand what they're saying, because I didn't speak French at the time. And, like, he was just so cool. Like, all of a sudden, like, we went into his office, and he's like, oh, my gosh, like, I know you. How do I know you? I'm like, I just, like, tell him how, like, that one time when we were, like, going to the hospital and stuff. And he's like, oh, my gosh, yeah. He's like, wait, how are you in this mission? And I just, like, explain to him, like, the change and stuff. And, like, he's super awesome. Like, he's the coolest guy. Like, I'm so excited to be in this ward. Sadly, like, there's no members in my sector. But at least, like, I'll be able to, like, get to know him and stuff, like, at church. And, I don't know, it's just awesome. That was super cool. And then after, like, just kind of sitting there and just waiting, I'm just like, hopefully, like, our investigator will come or something. All of a sudden, that one investigator, Fer Parfait, like, the guy we found the day before, just comes to church. He, like, that morning we called him, and he's like, no, like, I can't come. Then he comes, he's like, yeah, like, I just decided, like, I just feel like I should come. So, like, oh my gosh, like, what an answer to my prayers, right? It's so cool. And it's like, we had literally just found that dude, like, the day before, and then he came, like, the next day to church. It was so awesome. And then, like, these other guys who we, like, the zone leaders have been teaching for a while, but they gave to us as investigators that we can teach. Like, we had fixed a date for their baptism, like, the end of this month. And, like, he ended up coming to church and stuff. So it was super awesome. Like, even though we only had, like, two investigators showing up to church, like, I was just so excited just because, like, there's literally no one in our sector, like, nothing. And we just at least had, like, two. Like, I was just, like, no question, the Lord is, like, helping us out, you know. It was awesome. And then as we're coming home from church, like, I just saw, like, this 500, like, Frank Sifa, like, just sitting on the ground. So I, like, picked it up, and, like, I see ahead, like, this guy just kind of, like, searching his pockets for money. I just, like, yelled at him, like, hey, like, is this yours? We just, like, start talking to him and stuff, and, like, I gave him a brochure and stuff, and, like, we were just talking, and then, he, like, we, like, invited him to church and stuff, and ended up, like, fixing a rendezvous for, like, this next Saturday, and then, like, he, like, we just start walking away, and then, like, we, like, had gone, like, pretty ways, like, down the road, and he had, like, run, like, all the way to us, and he's like, hey, like, you guys never told me, like, where your church is at. And we're like, yeah, it's just, like, right around here. He's like, okay, like, I'm going to try to come, like, next Sunday. We're like, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. And so hopefully we'll see if he comes. I pray he does. Yeah, so then after that, we had, like, choir practice. And then, yeah, that was, like, basically it for the week. So it was kind of a long recording, but it's a pretty cool week. I'll just kind of cut it short. So sorry about scripture. Maybe next week I'll read a scripture. But, yeah, so love you guys tons. Have an awesome week, and can't wait to chat with you. Love you.